The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of The Joe Show. Actually, welcome to the third season of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. I am your host, Joe DeYoung. I'm glad to be back here. This is season three and it's episode one. I hope you all had a safe Christmas and New Year's Eve, which I did. I had a really good Christmas and New Year's Eve, which I was safe. I hope you all stayed safe over the holiday weekend. I sure did, and I'm ready to be back here and doing more episodes for you guys and more shows. So today, ladies and gentlemen, I have a guest on my show today. She is the founder of Linnea World Center. And ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Tanya. Good afternoon, Tanya. Very glad to have you here on my show. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you very much for asking, but you had me laughing a minute ago when you mentioned about the hair.
Yes, my hair looks like yours.
Oh yeah.
Yes, I went shaved. I'm shaved, nice and clean.
Well, there you go. It's a good way to look nice and clean for a show if you're going to be on TV.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad that you invited me on. I've been hearing so much about it. I'm glad I'm here to be part of your third season.
Well, thank you. Well, actually, this is the third season, though, so this is episode one.
Oh, yes. Awesome. Congrats.
Well, thank you very much. Are you nervous or are you excited?
Yes.
You know what? It's okay to be nervous, but it's also good to be excited. But I'm excited.
Yes, very excited, because I think this is awesome. I think what you're doing is very awesome. Well, connecting abilities, we need that.
Well, thank you very much. That's so kind of you.
Thank you.
When did you start Linnea World Center and why?
We started it 2 years ago because I have a son, a young adult with a disability, and we saw that there were a lot of social events for young adults with disabilities, jobs and training. So we just decided to connect with the community and start our own.
Well, cool. When the nonprofit organization was founded by you, I think you had to, when you had to start the business, when you had to start the organization, did you have to go through a license, or did you have to go through?
We did have to go and get our nonprofit approval. So we are a IRS nonprofit organization. So we had to get all that done, and we did that and with the hurdles and was happy when it was over.
Oh.
But we were still throwing parties in the process. We had still started all of our social events while we were going through the process of getting our nonprofit certified.
Oh, cool. So what kind of social events did you guys hold?
We had a pajama jam, barbecue jams. We had New Year's Eve parties, Christmas parties. We did a Wizard of Oz movie in the park night. So we did do that, where we all dressed up as the characters of the Wizard of Oz and put up big movie theaters, because it was during the COVID time, to keep everyone safe and outside.
Yeah, well, you know what, the Wizard of Oz, like when you guys held it in the parking lot, I mean, now that you mentioned it, they were bringing over the summertime, like during this COVID thing that we're in right now, last year, 2020, like in the spring or the summertime, they were bringing back the drive-in, the movie, the drive-ins.
Yes. That's why we decided to do it outside, because we figured that would be the safest way.
Well, plus there's like plenty of room to social distance and plenty of room outdoors.
Yes, and everyone was safe. We had no problems, no cases. No one got sick behind. Everyone stayed spread out, wore their mask. We did everything possible to make sure everyone stayed safe.
Well, that's good. I mean, at least you guys had the masks and everything just to be on the safe side, if you know what
Yes.
I mean. But, cool. So how's Michael doing?
He is doing good getting through this. He's glad that school started back today, although he's online, but he's glad to be able to see his classmates.
All righty. Cool. So tell me, what does Lanaya mean, and how did you come up with the name?
Sorry. Lanaya's World Center. Lanaya is my two granddaughters, London and Nia, names put together, Lanaya.
Well, that's pretty cool. So I guess these names were put together. So now, because that makes like kind of that does make sense on why the organization that was founded by you, it's called the Lanaya World Center. So I guess that does kind of make sense.
Yes. I figured they would be the ones taking it on in the future, so why not put it in their names?
Oh yeah. Especially when there's a lot of names, a lot of last names, so.
Right, you would have to come up with a name. I didn't have to go looking to see who had this name.
Of course. Well, at least you got to come up with it, right?
Yes.
That's really cool, though.
Thank you.
You are very, very welcome, Tanya. So what kind of programs does the Lanaya World Center offer for people with special needs?
Well, besides the social events and gatherings, we also would have been starting our first class for culinary and hospitality at the Keystone Community Church. And then we'll be doing job placement for our participants and just teaching them a lot of different hospitality strengths to be able to go out into the community and get any type of job that they can get, because we want our participants to be able to be part of the community, not just in the community.
Well, I think they should be a part of the community. I mean,
yes,
because you want them to. You want them to be better citizens and better people in the community,
yeah.
Also a part of the community. And
it empowers them to want to get out and go live a happier and healthier lives. It allows you to be able to eat better, live better, think, you know, when you're making your own money, you're not just sitting in a house relying on your caregiver, you know, to take care of you. That's not a good feeling. I think everyone should have that chance to be able to give whatever attributes they were given, give it, do it, whatever it is. It can be a job. I don't care. We all have something.
Well, that's right. I mean, we all do have something. And I know that excuse me, I know that everyone has different living situations that they're in, and some people can't afford housing or like apartments or anything like that. But if you're gonna like get your own house or get your own apartment, I mean, you gotta come up with the money for it too. And because
yes.
when you get an apartment, you gotta sign a lease, and mm-hmm. you got to like fill out paperwork and then this and that, and you got to go through some questions, and like you get
right.
You know,
we want to teach, we'll have someone come to teach them about banking and financing. You know, each class will be something different, teaching them how to live their lives just as we do every day.
Well, that's right, because all of us have had to learn about banking when all of us have gone to school, and we all had to learn about we had to learn about benefits, we had to learn about our savings and our money and like our banks and everything and our bank accounts that we need, because in order to survive, I mean, if you don't have money, if you don't have a job, I mean, what are you gonna do, you know?
No, we have to fix it.
I'm sorry, what was that?
And we definitely have to fix that.
That's right, because if you're not gonna have a job or any money, I mean, what's gonna happen to you? I mean, you're gonna probably end up homeless.
Right. We don't, yeah, too many.
Yeah, I mean that's been a problem for like a very, very long time.
Yes.
You know, because if you're gonna, I mean, I wouldn't even wanna, I wouldn't wanna be homeless or sitting on the street. I don't think anybody wants that, and I don't think you want that.
Michael, come get this watch now.
Huh? Oh, did you say something? Well, cool. But well, so how is the Linnea World Center doing right now against the coronavirus?
Well, with the COVID coming in, with all the things we had planned, of course, we were not able to do any of our events. But we did do a Santa Claus gift giveaway for Christmas, where Michael was Santa Claus, and we had our participants come by in a safe way and get gifts. We still have our sponsors have been amazing with still helping us be able to do that. We have Myers that help us out a whole lot. They're great sponsors for us. The Business Exchange, PMS Consulting Group. We have so many help people that help us throughout the COVID, where we've been still been able to keep up and keep with our participants to keep, see how safe they are.
Right, because last year in like 2020, like at the beginning of 2020, I mean, we didn't see it coming, but in like early March, when it was going on, and then when the virus was spreading here to Michigan, everyone started freaking out about it.
It was bad. I freaked out with Michael out of school in March, so he hasn't been in a classroom since March and have not been let back. So it is a scary thing when you don't know what it was going to do.
Well, we had no idea that this was going on, like in China, and then it was spreading to other countries. But then, when it like came here, everyone started to get concerned, even myself too, because, I mean, all of us have had plans for 2020 that unfortunately did not happen. But I was about like I for with me for an example, like. I had like season one, and with season one of my show, I was starting out, and there was an event that was supposed to take place at the library last March, and we were going to go on camera, and my podcast was going to be live. But I'm like, I was ready, I was so pumped up, and I was really excited. But unfortunately, it when I got the phone call, and they said that due to the coronavirus, the show has been canceled, and I mean, I was really bummed. So, I mean, like the plans that we all had for last year in 2020, unfortunately, did not happen. So, what did you guys do? What did you guys do during lockdown last year?
For the most part, lockdown was a lot of teaching, learning, and game playing.
Yeah, because last year, like, when we went on lockdown, everybody was stuck in their homes.
Yes. So you, all the games were off the shelves in the stores. You know, to me, COVID came in and struck the world, but it kind of slowed the world down and kind of took parents back to being parents, something that had been taken away anyway. Parents, to me, weren't spending the same amount of time that they used to in the old days. So I think COVID might have, I hope, woke a lot of parents up to see, hey, when I send my kid to school, or wherever, this is what that person who's dealing with them is going through. But now my kid is home with me, and I have to deal with, now I know I'm spending time with my kid. So I think that was a plus for the COVID, that it did give family time, but the minus is the bad that came from being
Well,
in.
you know what? When I mean, it did give us, and I it gave everybody all over some family time. But still, when you had to go to work, I mean, there were some businesses that were shut down at that moment, and
Yes.
the economy, unfortunately, it was just, I mean, it was bad. I mean, times were tough, and there were some businesses that unfortunately had to close for good.
I drove past a lot of businesses and I'm like, wow, they're closed. You know, it was surprising to see a lot of them that closed down. But I You open up, which is a blessing also, that people are still able to open up business too through this.
Right. I mean, because last year, when Minnie and I got back from Pinery Park, we went to check out Family Fitness, and the whole entire building was empty. It was a small gym, but it's not anymore.
Yeah.
I,
Well,
man, I,
2021.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I was saying we're in 2021. Everything from 2020 needs to stay there.
All of us want to put 2020 behind us because all of the vaccines are like rolling out. And I just heard that yesterday, an Oxford's vaccine has been given the green light to go for emergency use.
Wow. How soon?
I don't know, but I heard that this morning, the Moderna and Pfizer vaccine, it's rolling out very slowly. I mean, everyone lined up all over, like to get their vaccines. And I mean, I was listening to the news this morning, and one lady was emotional. She said that we need to get back to normal, and she said that she misses her kids, and she misses seeing them in person.
Yes, it's hard. I mean, I get it. I have grandkids, the participants. I mean, we haven't been able to see anyone. What's so funny is my 12-year-old granddaughter ran away from home just because she wanted to see me. Excuse me. And walked all the way to my house.
Really?
Yes.
My gosh. I mean, I mean, if she ran away, I mean, did
Yeah.
her mom do something about that after that happened, or?
Yes, she hasn't done it again.
Good,
Yeah,
because
she just wanted to see me when when the police came. She just the police she just told the police I wanted to see my mom. That's it. They were just tired, you know. It's like you were saying, everyone's just tired of being inside.
of course, because I mean, I went out for some walks during lockdown, but when I got back inside, I mean, sure, I spent time with my dad and his friend Renee, but I did catch up on some shows. I caught up on some movies that I watch.
Good movies.
Some scary ones.
Okay.
Oh, sorry about that. So anyways, I want to get back on topic. So anyways, I want to get back on topic here. So when you were talking about all the when with Meyer like coming to help you guys during those COVID crisis. I mean, I'm pretty sure I think they did. I'm pretty sure they did a good job to help you guys out. So, anyways, how can people get a hold of you if they would like to maybe learn about Linnea World Center, or if they would like to maybe volunteer for Linnea World Center, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach us on our website at lineasworldcenter.org, or they can check us out on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Linnea's World Center, or they can call me. They can check out our social sites, which I have our numbers, and you all can flash it across your screen if you like also.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for being on my show today. I hope to maybe see you back here on my show, and also maybe see you in person sometime this year.
Thank you for inviting me. I've been waiting and looking forward to this, to doing the show with you, and I cannot wait to do a show with you in person when the world opens back up for us.
Yeah. Well, thank you. You know what? You're welcome. Before we go, is there anything that you would like to maybe add to the conversation?
Well, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Miss Mindy. And if anyone would love to get in touch with us, because we are always looking for help, please contact us. Check us out on social media, Linnea's World Center. Thank you, Mr. Joe.
Hey, you're very welcome, Tanya. Well, that does it. That wraps up today's episode. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please don't forget to share, like, subscribe, and comment down below. I will be back next week, Monday, for episode 2. I'll see you all next week. And please take care of yourselves. Wash your hands. And until next time, peace.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.